Prepare for launch. The Inertia Force Daily Fantasy Sports Podcast starts now with your host, Manny A.
What's going on, guys? Thank you so much for joining me today and being a Force listener. As promised, I would talk about what it is to make what I call a Force line. It is a line that is a one line, does it all. I believe it is good enough to have the same hit rate as a normal, typical cash line, but at the same time, provide the edge that you need to be able to place highly in GPP tournaments on a good day. So, why did I think of this? Why did I do it? And how did I come about it? And to be honest, guys, I thought about being a consumer and all the things that are provided out there in terms of content. And don't get me wrong, there is good content out there and there is very good providers that give you enough information to be at least successful in DFS if you use the tools given to you properly. But what I don't like is that all these providers, they'll either A, make you, I guess, make your own lineups based on just the data they give you, or they'll give you multiple lineups, multiple optimals, or they'll give you multiple GPP lineups. And then at the end of the day, you're still making a choice. And I think as a consumer, especially the majority of the people who play DFS, you know, their bankroll isn't sky high. And trust me, I've been there and I understand that if there is a way to just play one line and have action from both sides of the DFS world in cash and in GPP, not only is it easier on your bankroll, but I think it makes it a little bit more exciting knowing that you may have not picked the wrong line or the wrong optimal, or you didn't have to choose between playing GPP that day and playing cash games that day. So that was the majority of the reason of why I started to think, okay, what can I do to provide for a consumer something that's completely effortless? You can go to work, do your entire day, come home, and play the one line and feel pretty good about, you know, cashing that day. And guys, it took me a while. There was a lot of losing. It was a lot of just trials and tribulations trying to figure out what it is that could work. And I think I've finally figured out what it is that I like and what it is that I like to play. And a lot of people who are already part of the Inertia Force family in Discord, I think can speak volumes to how successful it's been so far. Again, if you're not part of our Discord or part of our members, please join us at inertiaforcesports.com. It's free. It's got lots of content on there. I post the Force Optimals on there. And any support is very much appreciated from you guys. So let me just get into how I actually went about making, I guess, the Force line and what I did. Everyone talks about projections, and all these pieces of information that, you know, people use Fangraphs, and they'll go there and they'll look at ISOs and BABIPs and, you know, freaking a bunch of other random letters put together, and, you know, then that's a new stat that people follow, and all of a sudden that's going to be a new edge in DFS, right? And I think out of all the sports, I think that stats aren't as important for baseball as it is to actually analyze your opponent and to analyze what they're doing and to analyze, I guess, the style of play. Because in baseball, it's a lot more about skill than it is knowing a bunch of information. You got to remember, everybody has access to all this information. Fangraphs, like I said before, is a site that's accessible to everybody. It's free. You can find everything. You can find where a player goes to poop at halftime or intermission. Seriously, there is every bit of information you need to know about every single player. And, you know, so now the question is, okay, so why doesn't everybody have the same lineups? And the reason is, it doesn't necessarily mean having all the data you're going to give yourself the best chance to win. A lot of the times in tournaments, what I find is these people who are playing these guys that project so, so highly, or they grade out very high, right? They end up being the chalk stack or extremely high owned and blah, blah, blah. And on every given night, you know, that pitcher is still a major league pitcher, right? It's not like he got there lucky or whatever it may be. Sometimes these guys show up and it's a horrible night for everybody. Nobody wins that played the chalk stack or whatever it is that you want to say. Or the opposite happens is the stack does fairly well, but there's five other stacks of the same night that did extremely well. And that was the difference from you winning a GPP and barely cashing on the GPP line. So now that brings me to what that consistency is in terms of trying to break through to place higher in GPPs. Again, this isn't so much about statistics. It's not so much about projections. It's more so about the strategy of how you're playing your lines. Now I'm going to give away a little bit of a secret or tip, but there's two things that you need to do in order to give yourself a major edge. I'm not going to tell you how to do it, but I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Number one, you need to give yourself some type of ownership edge, right? How? Like I said, you're going to have to figure that out as to where it is that you want to pivot to in terms of an ownership edge, right? If you think, you know, he's going to do the same amount of production as the next guy who's going to be 30% owned, then that's your guy. You plug him in there and immediately you already have an exceptionally higher ceiling just based on the fact of you have the ownership advantage. Anybody you're facing, whether it's head-to-heads, three-mans, cash games, GPPs, that one guy alone can be the difference from cashing or not cashing. Now, if you take it a step further and you start doing two or three guys, now you're going into deep GPP territory, right? And that's how you can start to differentiate yourself. The second tip that I'll give is learning to eliminate the games that aren't worth it and learning to project the game stacks that are valuable. I'm not going to go through how you do that or how you project it. What I will say is that if you can find a way to, say, pick four stacks out of a slate and you focus on those four stacks and then you break it down and you say, okay, I like this guy, I like that guy, and I like this. I want to run five nakeds, I want to run four threes or 4-2-2 or 3-3 or whatever it is, right? Whatever works, right? You gotta experiment and you have to figure out what it is that works. And a great tool for this is Fantasy Cruncher. You can do lineup rewinds on there. You can see exactly, at least on DraftKings, you can see exactly what you would have won, would have been your profit. Hopefully at some point they will add FanDuel. As of right now, I know it's in the talks or in the works, but really who knows what's going to happen with that. FanDuel is a bunch of clowns. Mind you, I still play it every day, but they are. But tools like that are very important to projecting how you're going to play the next day. I also use SaberSim as well, which is another great tool where you can integrate it with Fantasy Cruncher. So at the end of the day, what I'm trying to get at is what a force line is. A line where, in terms of a winning percentage, you actually need a lower winning percentage in order to cash at the same rate of a cash line win percentage. So what I'm saying is, say a cash line or a cash player out there is providing content, or you're just providing your own data and you're winning at a 65% clip. Okay, what my line is designed to do essentially is to win at the exact same clip at a lower hit rate. If the way I come up with that is basically by expecting the fact that my line does have the ability to A, win a GPP, place high in a GPP, or at least 5 or 6 times your money, you know, 1 out of the 3 days. Meaning you need a much lower hit rate, okay, than a typical GPP line or whatever it is to cash at the same amount level as a cash line. And I know it sounds crazy and maybe even unsustainable, but I really do believe that the method that I've worked out is going to be very beneficial to consumers who don't have the kind of money to be playing massive amounts of entries. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at @inertiaforcedfs. Sign up on the website at inertiaforcesports.com. Check out our Discord. Lots of members in there. We have all types of chat rooms, and we also join on voice chat to discuss sports or just to have a conversation and kind of get to know each other. So thank you so much for joining me, and I will talk to you guys later. May the sports be with you. See ya.